Highland Park, an idyllic suburb 3 miles north of downtown Dallas, was named for its elevation and for a plan to devote 20% of its developed land to parks. The town incorporated in 1913, and Highland Park Town Hall opened in 1924 along Hackberry Creek, a tributary of Turtle Creek. It was designed by Dallas architects Lang and Wichell in the Spanish Colonial Revival style. Pale yellow stucco walls with carved limestone ornamentation and a red tile roof meld with a landscape of arching live oak trees and flowering azaleas. Originally, the municipal building included the town offices and an auditorium. A fire station was built next door, replacing an earlier engine house. A public library and an art gallery were added to Town Hall in 1930, expanding the building over Hackberry Creek, so it appears to be one with nature. The Spanish Colonial Revival style was popular in the Southwest during the 1920s. Here, it's expressed with richly carved limestone window and door surrounds and wrought iron light fixtures. An ornate domed cupola covered with shiny blue tiles announces the main entry. Inside, scalloped entrances of Moorish design lead to the town council chamber and the library reference desk. Modifications and expansion over the years have been consistent with the building's original style. In 2008, Komatsu Architects of Fort Worth extensively renovated and expanded the library to accommodate nearly 40,000 items. Formerly dropped ceilings now reveal coffered molding and the tops of arched windows. Reading rooms are warmed by richly detailed fireplaces with colorful tile surrounds. The project was recognized by the Texas Historical Commission with a Preservation of Excellence Award. From its charming architecture to its art collection featuring works by the early Texas pastel artist Frank Ray, Highland Park Town Hall is an icon, taking care of citizens' needs from safety and security to quiet culture in a magical setting.